Welcome back to the Packcast. You got Super Booker T hyphen Ertl. This is a race, but you better stay in the turtle's place. We got Money Q.
Hey, what up, everybody? Everything I say is golden.
And you got M Dodo.
M Dodo for Shodo. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back.
What's going on, man? It has been a while.
Money Q. M Dodo.
What is good? What is good? What's up, fellas?
Chilling, man. Good to be back in the studio with you guys. You know, we took a couple weeks hiatus because of goings on. So it's good to be back, man. How y'all feeling?
Feeling great, man. Feeling real good. So yeah.
I'm in the game.
It's good to be back with the fellas.
A few things that happened since the last time we recorded.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Mondo got his Jefferson on.
Moving on up, baby.
Moving on up. Yeah.
Moving on up.
All right. New spot. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I will be over to see it soon, Mondo.
Right on.
It is very nice, and I enjoyed myself. It's very comfortable. Yes.
It has some Kenny G playing in the background and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Raw chicken.
I had a candle going and everything. And with the Coast game, it was romantic. But yeah, man, now it feels good. Having your own spot. I think I was codependent for years, to be honest with you. So having your own spot feels great, man. It's a different feeling.
Next level, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But be it. Such a whore.
Hey.
Such a whore. No.
Like you get to make decisions all on your own. It's not a conversation needed. You know, who washing dishes today? Or whose juice is this? Because y'all both like juice with pulp in it. You don't remember if you bought it or if he bought it or nope. Is that not never a problem?
No. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Oh, no.
Mondo's looking at me like,
nah, he's just being an ass.
No, it was pretty funny. The whole, you know, like juice analogy of it. So
you think you're gonna turn it into Martin? You know how Martin throw everybody out the house?
I don't think I'm gonna have many people in the house. So yeah. So that's gonna be the difference between me and Martin. That's not gonna happen.
So it's not gonna be a party house?
Yeah, there definitely will be with the right people. You know what I'm saying?
And those are not people you would be putting out.
There you go.
Okay, all right.
I'm hanging out with the wrong people if I gotta put you out.
Brit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got that one person come over and, you know, they got the hot dog suit on with sauerkraut and mustard. And, you know, you're like, man, come on, man. It's always one. So that one ain't, nah.
So
all right.
Let me ask you this. So that one, so like, and hey, Brit just going to get it until I'm tired of talking about her.
You
so, you know, it's really when she gets liquored up where she really becomes unbearable. So if you got people that are like that, like, would you invite them over? And when they start getting drunk, it's like, all right, you got to go. Or would you just not invite them? Because pre-drunk, they're okay.
They show up sober than a mug. And the next thing you know,
like, is that, yeah, you know, crazy part is I don't think they're gonna be sober when they show up. So it'd be, yeah, you know, it's one of those things that they could already be turned up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, I may not, you know.
But if they could, like, if that was the ploy to get in your house, like, it's like, Mondo, I'm sorry for what I did on Q's birthday. Come on, man, let me come over and celebrate with you.
No. You piece me up. Nothing like that though. I got certain family members.
I mean, what happens if it happens? You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody show up at the crib, you know, they might be a little tip when they get there, but then they turn up. What do you do?
Oh, they gotta go.
In that instance, they don't even get in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in that instance, like, if you're drunk, the whole thing is you're drunk, you crazy. If you show up drunk, then you don't get in. Ain't even no putting out.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, what happens if somebody comes in and they get tipsy? Do you put them out? Or, like, I'm really trying to see how
I'm mad that you get all these different scenarios.
Variations.
I know. So, say, for instance, they came in the house, and then they got drunk.
What if she only took four steps before she took her first drink? Does that mean?
Hey, if you're doing too much, you got to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the point I'm trying to get to. Like, you know, you already know.
But like I said, I haven't, you know, honestly, I haven't been around like too many situations like that. Like I said, once in a blue moon, I may get pieced up. So, you know, but
our cousins might shoot.
Yeah, you know, or, may get hit with a bottle. Yeah, yeah. Hey, real talk. It's like once in a blue moon, some crazy shit happens to him, though. So, I just space out every 7 years.
All right. Well, you know, we dipped off in a nice little conversation there about that. I mean, hey, congratulations.
Right on. And then before that, it's been a while. We had the trip.
You got to tell me about that. I didn't make it.
He stood me up.
I didn't stand you up.
But it ain't just you. Like, it was supposed to be like 15 people.
Wow.
10 of them stood me up.
I didn't stand you up.
It was us four.
Four.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have been five had everything went the way it was supposed to go.
Yeah. Stars would have aligned, everything would have been great.
Hey, I had already tried to set it up. Everything was good. And then I called, and the person I was supposed to be going with was with you. Okay? I did not know that he was. You know what?
He called you first, T.
Yeah, look.
No, I called him.
Listen, T, it would be who of T to stop talking, because we know right now, why was the person that was supposed to ride with you riding with me, T?
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't call him like you said you was. And when he called you, you didn't answer.
Ah.
So don't sit up here and act like, it wasn't my fault. No, it was. And then the following day, you did the same thing to me. I said, hey, T, and you was like, oh, I'll call you back when I get off work. I ain't talked to you till Sunday.
Mm. You know what? That's probably typical, because today you showed up at my house, and I had forgot that you was coming over, and I was at M. Dodo's crib because I wanted to see his crib for the first time, and I had not talked to you. So, but you had not called Bondo, so everybody do it. I get it. I understand.
It's karma. It's full circle shit. But but that trip was cool, man. It was off the one of the fucking rivers up north by Ohio.
I think like Erie. Was it? Erie?
I think so.
I think it might have been, yeah. But right off of Ohio, a little duck-off spot. It was kind of fun, man. The first day we got there late, so it was cut short. The second day, we spent a long day, but before we left, we lucked up and found out where the fun was at.
Yeah.
And so the last day, we spent having fun. So,
yeah, and that chicken was fire. I don't know if they marinated in wine. I keep on thinking about that chicken.
Yeah, they call it the best chicken in the world or something like that.
Delicious.
Man, delicious. Mm. Delicious. What was it? Chicken, corn?
It was chicken and corn and I can't remember what else.
Potato salad?
I think potato salad.
Potato salad. Yeah. All of it was good.
It was fire.
Mm-hmm.
Well?
Yeah. And then out of the one story when we were coming back.
About with Darren and Natalie, I think
because you had to take a ferry to get to this island, which was Putin Bay. And when we were coming back the last night, it was a couple sitting next to us or whatnot.
Yeah.
And what happened?
So the ferry was packed, and we were sitting down. So the guy came and was like, hey, man, can my wife sit next to you? I think it was a Bubba or you, Mondo, one of them. Can my wife sit next to you, whatever? We like, yeah, of course, cool. So the wife comes over and sit down, and the wife has a black eye.
What?
Yes, the wife has a black eye.
One or two?
Just one.
All right.
Just one.
Hey, that's her, a true question. That's a true question. You might be bullshitting.
Her right.
Was
her right eye?
I want to say it was her right eye.
Because she had like a napkin over it or something. It was some crazy shit. So.
Yeah. And so, immediately they go into the explanation. Now, they are there for a wedding or some sort. Like, they got fucking 4 or 5 boxes of wine with them. They're to the beat and everything, right?
Yes.
So, but they immediately, when she sits down, because, I mean, hey, she got a black eye. That's noticeable.
You're going to set her down on my black ass.
They're like
I did it.
Darren, the husband, he's like, we were rushing to get onto the ferry because you missed the ferry. Let me tell you, you're not happy if you missed the ferry.
Oh, yeah, so it's not a good thing.
So they was like, we were trying to rush to get to the ferry, and she tripped on the sidewalk. Oh, tricky sidewalk.
Yeah.
And
it jumped up and grabbed her.
And she, I guess, caught herself with her face.
Well, you know, the crazy part is like the angle that you would have to take. If you really think about falling on the like fucking ground to get a black eye, what angle are you to even, it's like impossible.
Like,
something jumped up and bit me.
It's like, I feel like something would have been fractured or broken or something.
Hell yeah.
If the first thing to hit the ground was your eye, your face.
Yeah.
Like, hell it seems like that's too much pressure.
You know, benefit of the doubt, I guess.
But she was drunk, so maybe she tripped and hit her knee, then her head or something, maybe.
That could have been possible, too. Yeah, some.
I just think Darren fucked her up.
Oh, yeah.
That's fishy to me.
Yeah.
I think we came to the conclusion that, Darren probably pieced her up one time.
And she kept asking, how do I look? Do it look bad?
He was like, oh no. it'll look that bad.
It was me, M. Dodo, Bo Baby, right? Those three right there. And we're all drunk. Nigga.
Oh, no.
Like, you keep asking us, what does it look like?
Yeah.
It was all over. Sometimes we're like, oh, it don't look bad. Girl,
and then
fine.
He's like standing right there, too, like, yeah, bitch, you better say, I'm going to fuck you up.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Every time we told her, we was like, it don't look bad. Like, all you got to do is keep ice on it. He was like, thanks, bro, man. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
thanks.
I know it.
But then when we be like assholes and we be like, ooh, that shit, ooh.
Yeah.
And you get married, you don't want to go to the wedding like that. Come on, guys, don't say that. Like, and it's like a 30-minute ride.
I should have punched her more.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, but that shit was wild.
It's a good thing I wasn't there.
Ah, dude. And then he went and got her a bag of ice from like the front of the ferry, and they gave her like a miniature garbage bag full of ice, like a pound of ice to put on her face.
And they was like, she needs it. It was a rough night.
Yeah, so shout out to Darren and Natalie, man. Yeah.
Nah, it was a pleasure to meet those guys. So, yeah, right on.
It made the trip home much, much quicker.
Yes.
So.
All righty. So, for my week, 2 weeks, you know, I ain't done too much. Working at the new job. New job's good. Enjoying that, you know what I mean? But hanging out with the son a lot, you know what I'm saying? And since we was on birthday and the birthday trip, which we was going to do that later, but that was supposed to happen. His birthday is on Tuesday.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know, I want to give a shout out to my little bug, you know, the Dean. Got to give a little shout out. He wanted me to take him to Chuck E. Cheese. I said, why you want to go to Chuck E. Cheese? You're about to turn 11. He's like, because I like it. Oh, okay. So I took him to Chuck E. Cheese. And on his birthday, we're going to go see Venom.
Carnage, right?
Yeah.
Let there be Carnage. Yeah, we're going to go see that. And, you know, we got some stuff planned for this weekend as well. Then we got some stuff planned for next weekend, too. You know what I mean? Let's get it in. You know what I'm saying?
Celebrations, man.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm sorry I missed the trip. I wanted to be there. But it didn't. The stars didn't align, as M. Dodo said.
Oh, it's all good. I got some birthday shout-outs. My Ray Mac, obviously.
Macaroni.
R.I.P. Mac, yep. Top two September birthdays, Ray Mac and my wife, Tamika.
Right on.
September 30th. Then your brother's birthday.
Yeah, but I say Big Tyrone, his birthday's on Mika's birthday, the 30th. And Little Tyrone's birthday was like a couple days before that.
Was it?
Yeah, like the 28th or 27th. Yeah, so the birthdays, they all fall in line.
Do they ever like do a double party?
Oh, hell yeah.
All the time, right?
Yeah. Tyrone had a party I couldn't make it to because I was at work.
Ah. My cousin Jewel, her birthday.
Right on.
Met her at the party. Then my cousin Kanisha, her birthday. A lot of fucking September birthdays.
It's a lot of birthdays. I'm not even going to. Yeah, I'm sorry. Everybody, y'all know we love y'all. It's a lot of birthdays that fell in September.
What's crazy is, to prepare for this part, I was like, man, you know what? Let me do my Virgos right and pull up all the September birthdays on Facebook, right? So on Facebook, and this is crazy as hell to me, it lists all of my friends' birthday for every month except for the month of September.
Oh, wow.
For some reason, it skips from August to October.
He was like, voila!
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, so, to remind us, to all those that I don't remember, oops, boy. But happy birthday either way.
Alrighty. Well, I mean, we didn't talk about our weeks, right? You got yours in, right?
Nope.
No, I didn't think so.
We just did the handlebar bike for Tamika's birthday.
Nice.
On Friday. That shit was dope. I didn't know if it would be fun, but... it was like we turned up big time. So shout out to the handlebar bike downtown. I would recommend people do it. Our driver was dope. Ryan was his name. Just in case if anybody's looking, Ryan, he's a good chauffeur. And then we, after that, we went to the LR. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I call it the LR, and Kanisha said that I'm an old man for calling it the LR instead of living room lounge.
Oh, you threw me off with LR. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
All right.
To be honest.
Okay.
I thought he was talking about the liquor store.
That's the L. That's just the L.
But we
said,
I know, but
when
still.
He said LR, I was like, is that a new spot downtown? Not a clue. This is the living room lounge. I've never heard the LR. All right.
Well,
that's your own thing right there.
Yeah, I ain't never heard of it either.
I guess I'm old. That's what we did for her birthday. And then nothing yesterday. I don't think we did anything yesterday. So boom.
Nice.
Well, y'all know what we got to do next. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. All right.
Ooh, yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Had to do it with a little bit of aggression today.
I know, right?
I ain't got a chance to do it in a couple
of
weeks.
A lot of anger.
Yes, we had to release the demon on that one.
Release the hounds.
So let's get into these spots. What's going on in these spots?
Are you saying sports?
Yeah, sports.
Oh, spots. Yeah, got me going.
I'm still aggressive and getting them spots.
Thought you had said spots.
That's I was like, oh, what spot we talking about?
Spots.
But of course, finally, the Colts won
today
27-17 against Miami.
That's 1-4 now.
One and three.
Okay.
So it was a good game. Haven't gotten to watch the other football games yet, which I'm kind of upset about.
Why not?
Moving, man. My cable and internet's out right now. Up. I got to wait till Tuesday. They fucking up, too. Oh, everything looks good on our half. Motherfucker, if it was good on your half, why isn't it good on my half?
Should have told me to come over. You know that's what I do, baby.
Man, shit. I should have told you to come over.
Oh, no.
I said, motherfucker, I know you didn't. I could have had this shit fixed yesterday if Q would have came over. Ain't that about a bitch?
Talking that shit about hyphen.
And look what happened. You done shot yourself in the foot.
Disregard that.
Ain't that some bullshit?
You ain't Plexco Burris.
M. Dodo get his crib. You know what I'm saying? Q, oh yeah, man, I'm going to hit you back. Call you back.
Because M. Dodo called me and was like, hey, Q coming over tonight. I'm like, well, I can't come over there tonight. I'm chilling with the wife. I'll come over there tomorrow and just pick you up.
See, we'll just let it be, man. Just let it be.
Just let it be.
Let lines lie where they go.
Man, my bad.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Apologies, my bad.
You know that's what I do. See? You know, I hook up the cable.
Hey, what? I don't remember when I called you. What did I ask?
What, when?
I said, who's going to help you move?
Oh, shit.
And you go, shit.
Yeah, look, who's gonna help me move? What did I say? Who?
That's what you said was shit.
That was it.
I offered to help you move multiple times.
I said I was out of town.
Oh my goodness. You know, Q, I'm done with you today.
Nigga,
I'm done with you today, man. I'm done with you today, bro.
You did
not
call me to help you move, though. You called me to chill.
We talked about it a handful of times, but you know, I was like, I knew I was gonna honestly need your help. That's
what
I was saying.
Yeah, like I would have helped.
But I called I texted him. I texted my nephew, little Tyrone. And that was an easy plan right there because, hey, I know he'll work for money. So there it was.
Most will.
Hey, got the big shit out the way, and that's all I needed him for. Took him back to the crib. Forgot about moving, man. My body was sore.
How long did it take you?
Honestly, about a couple hours. Like I said, I still got some clothes left at the old house. I got to go with, though.
Well, that's cool.
But you only wear like 3 t-shirts. How much clothes you got to move?
This is a Dragon Ball. This is a new one. Or kind of. It's new enough.
What does that mean? Yeah, what is...
Yeah, go grab your kinda. Other... Yeah, go grab...
I was like, well, I bought it a couple weeks ago. It's not really...
Yeah, go grab your other cartoon t-shirts.
I love my cartoon t-shirts.
I know you do.
I think that qualifies as new. 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's new.
Don't be hating, motherfucker.
Well, how many times...
How many times have
you worn it in these 2 weeks?
A handful of days.
Okay, it might be old.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Did you procure said t-shirt from Goodwill?
Nigga, Dragon Ball Z t-shirt? No.
I mean, I know I can find them. I'll be looking for them, but I'll be knowing they're there.
My spot be like Kohl's and shit. I already know where those shirts are. I'll be like, ooh, they got some of the best graphic t-shirts.
Yeah, Kohl's.
They do.
Meijer and Target.
Yeah, yeah.
Walmart got them too. You know me, I'm a novel t-shirt person.
Kind of shit are we talking about?
Okay, speaking of that, let's just go ahead and get back to sports, because that's what we was talking about. What other sports do we got?
I was about to say, yeah, man, I really got to catch up, man. I've been moving and grooving, so I've been off my sports game. I do apologize, you guys. UFC had an event not too long ago. Anthony Joshua, the boxer, lost to the dude's a beast, man. I do apologize for not knowing his name, but he won.
Anthony Joshua won?
No, Anthony Joshua lost.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And it was talks about him going against Tyson Fury. Yeah. But with that loss, yeah. And the dude that beat him, like a little small pit bull, man, he was on it. So congratulations to that cat.
Like, what's going on with the WNBA? Are they playing right now, or any kind of significant
playoffs?
I wanted to say that, but I didn't want to be wrong.
Right on. So yeah, WNBA playoffs. Like I said, my sports shit has been off with everything I've been.
Oh no, that was just my contribution. WNBA sports.
So yeah, they playoffs is going. Summer league. It's fall, man. I said
summer league coming up in the summer.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's around the corner. It's around the corner.
Just FYI, if you like sports entertainment, you know. WWE's bringing Raw back. We ain't had Raw in like 5 years. They should be here. I want to say the 7th of November.
That may be something to go to.
So I think it's like here in a couple of weeks. I'm not for sure of the date, but it's going to be here. Yeah, I've seen advertisements for it. So that happened. So let's go to our local and current news. Let's do that.
Comic-Con coming up in a couple weeks.
It is.
Yeah, October the 15th through the 17th.
Me and Mondo going. Ain't we, Mondo?
Yeah, I'll be able to make the day festivities, the night festivities. I got to work the night. That's going to really piss me off.
Man, your boss ain't shit.
Well, it's weird how the coverage would have to work. But it is what it is. That's how schedule works, bro.
You should see if Alex will cover one day for your Switch. Wow. He might.
I may have to reach out to him.
Yep, he might. You know, because the Switch is the easiest, right? But, you know, shit, he might just cover and get those extra hours or whatever. It's Comic-Con.
But, Comic-Con is coming up.
I'm not dressing
without
up.
Without getting in my personal life.
Sorry, Mondo.
It's okay. I was like, Comic-Con's coming up.
I was just solution-oriented. My bad.
I shouldn't have complained.
Hey, nigga said he ain't like his job. Wait a minute. Hold on. What can we do to fix this? Are you going, T?
Yeah, I usually perform with Comedy Sports there. So,
are you performing this year?
I have not planned to do it this year.
Okay, when the fuck do you have never invited me to your stand up at Comic Con?
We do improv.
You've never invited me to your improv at Comic Con.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because, you know, I haven't seen you that much. Sorry.
Okay. Never mind. Right. I guess you don't want me to be there then.
I haven't seen you.
You guys, have you been?
No, I haven't done it in the past 2 years.
I'm about to say, you know I ain't been. I didn't even.
I'm just saying.
I didn't even respond to the conversation.
Yeah, what the hell?
I was like, T ain't invite nobody to the motherfucking thing.
Right.
Every time I invite y'all to stuff.
What? Don't lie. Go ahead and lie.
Go ahead.
Finish that with a lie.
We wait.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
Ooh. I got it. I'm saying it up right now.
Every time you invite us, what?
Hey.
What else we got going up?
You know what?
I want to say the Chess in the Park. You know how me and Yuri do Chess in the Park every fall going back to school. So like on Saturdays, wish I remember the name of the park. We go to the park and do chess for a couple hours. That's back on. That started last week. So
nice.
Throw that out there.
They doing something over there at that park. You talking about that old fire station over in the hood?
The one we renovated.
Off of Raider. That's off of 28th and Raider. I think it's
is it 28? Yeah.
Yeah, because 29th is a street over from it. So 28th and Wade. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, when you count, that's how it goes. 28, 29, yep.
Right, right on. I was just thinking about it in my head. Sorry, guys. That was a speaking out loud. But yeah, that's where the park is.
Yes. Yep. Yep. So remember, that's what we renovated with Dax.
Yeah.
Yep.
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, dude.
Okay. That's all I could think of locally.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and talk about some, you know, current events as well. You know, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. People, everyone's, I'm wearing the McRib is shirt back right now. I'm wearing the shirt. That's what I'm wearing. It says the McRib is back. On November the 1st, the McRib comes back. And this leads me into, this leads me directly into the smoke break.
Hold on, before you light that, how in the fuck is the McRib coming back in a month? Current event.
Because I'm excited about it, and this shit is coming up, and you're going to hear about it, Mo.
Did you see my face over
Mo,
here?
I am ready and excited, and we're going to discuss this
McRib shirt.
We're going to discuss it, because once I found out it was coming out, I got excited.
In November. So,
yeah, if November.
Current event in November.
It's current until after it's done.
No, this is pre. This is pre.
I'm gonna stick with this because I got excited.
Like when you first said I got excited,
the
I was like,
McRib is back. Okay,
November.
It was like we saw a Marvel preview. And it was like, oh, when is coming out? 2 years.
My spirit was hurt. I was like, oh, the McRib back. Yeah, we could stop by McDonald's November the 1st. Ain't that about a bitch?
Smoke it up, man. Light that.
Yeah,
shit
light. Yeah, I'm bad. Bad about the McRib.
Come on, man.
Oh, shit.
All right. I just want to ask y'all, what is your, like, most, like, you know, the McRib? See, I wanted to talk about the McRib. That's why I really brought it. I want to talk about it. Now, first of all, they only have it, like, once or twice a year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It is one of my favorite foods to eat after I'd have had me a good toke. Okay? It is the only time I truly will leave my house and be like, where you going? McDonald's. Like, I don't go to McDonald's. And you go to places to eat all the time. I don't.
Don't be putting my business out on the street either, man.
All your business. Hey. On the streets.
Niggas don't need to know if I be eating. Not put my business out there, man.
That's fucked up.
I'm just saying, like, what is, like, your favorite thing to go out and get? Like, my McRib, like, I'm so excited. I feel like it's going to come out tomorrow since time goes so fast. But you see what I'm saying?
You said November 1st.
I know, but I want it to come out right now. Like, if I will go and buy the McRib, the sauce, the pickles, the onions, the buns, and I would just buy them and take them home if they just sell it to me in stock, like I went to Sam's Club.
You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes,
you get what you need.
There
it is.
I can go make your own then until November 1st come out, man.
You better ask somebody.
I don't know why.
You better get a banquet. You better get that banquet meal. Get some buns, bro.
I actually do like the rib sandwich that you get out of Speedway.
Hey, you know what?
That's actually pretty good.
That motherfucker's the shit.
Yeah. Lie to you not.
With some pickles.
He said, yes.
Nigga.
He said, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I lie to you not. Just got one this week. Because I was like, you know what? Man, I want a McRib on them. I didn't hear about the McRib coming back out until after I got one from Speedway. And I was like, that motherfucker was pretty good.
Hey, man, that rib sandwich. Hey, Speedway got that boy. Yeah.
Hey, it's pretty good.
I concur.
I ain't even having words.
Doctor. Thank you, doctor.
That was excellent, Q. That was fucking excellent.
I love that damn McRib.
I could taste it.
Man.
My thing to go get, I mean, I don't do it like you do for the McRib because it's far, but Mr. Dan's. Chili Dan. Chili Dan.
That's my Dan's.
Hey, you know they used to call
cheese,
it when it first started, it used to be called Gay Dan's.
Yep.
hey, let me tell you something about Mr. Dance. They tried to open up so many stores, but they none of them stayed open.
I don't even
so
think it's only, called Mr. Dance anymore right now.
It's called Big Dance.
There it is. Yeah,
Big Dance. It's called Big Dance. Yeah. There's still the one on Mass Ave or and off of Arlington. Mass Ave or Arlington right over there.
Yep.
And then I think there's one still on Michigan Road, but I'm not sure. That might be the only one.
As far as I know, it is.
That's the original. That's the original store, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, the one in the hood is to me original because that's the one that because it used to be one like right down the street
on 16th Street.
Yeah.
It was Bush Stadium.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they took that out, and then they made it like a ticket selling thing for the Indians, and then they moved it around the corner. If you didn't know that, they moved the, like back when that happened, they moved it off of Illinois and like 10th Street.
Nigga, yeah, I know. It's right at the street from my house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then they made it a ticket thing. Then they converted it to like a racetrack thing or something. Yeah. I was just mad they took Mr. Dan's away.
Yeah.
Well, they moved it around the corner. That's what I was telling you.
Right.
But yeah, Mr. Dan's is a good one. My shit is Penn Station. And I like that motherfucking chicken cordon bleu sandwich.
Yeah.
I lose my mind. Because I can go there and like that's the only thing I really order. I don't order anything else but that fucking sandwich.
I feel like that is their best sandwich
it's
to me.
It's fucking delicious.
Yep.
Oh.
That's the first time I ate a cordon bleu and I thought it was like, I was like, oh, well, now this is amazing.
Like I had an Arby's one. You know, Arby's actually chicken fillets are actually pretty decent. You know, their chicken patties, whatever they use for the chicken. It's all right. But no, it's not like how Penn Station fucking mixes it up. So
what about that Arby fish sandwich?
Yeah, fish sandwich is
delicious. I had the fish sandwich from Arby. I feel like they use grade A fish, if that's a thing.
Makes me hungry.
Okay, let me tell you this. I don't go out to places to eat a lot, but I'm going to have to turn it over to breakfast, and I'm going to have to go ahead and give White Castle a shout out on a motherfucking breakfast. I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out. Have you ever had White Castle's breakfast?
I have.
They give you that real egg?
And it was surprisingly good as hell.
Thank you. That shit. Yeah.
Like when the COVID was happening and all of these fucking places was shut down, even though they're supposed to be 24 hours. So like I left work one day and I was like, man, I'm going to some breakfast. And it was like, nigga, everything is closed except White Castle. So I was like, fuck it. Let me try White Castle breakfast. It was great. It was really good.
Hey, man, White Castle's breakfast gets two thumbs up from Hyph and Erdo. Mm-hmm. Real talk.
Yeah, White Castle breakfast is good.
Because they had fried bologna up in that mug. They had that bologna, that Kentucky round steak.
I'm starting to like that Wendy's breakfast, too, though.
Oh, Wendy's breakfast is off the chain, too. Yeah,
the Wendy's breakfast is pretty solid, man. And they potato wedges that they do for the breakfast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bro.
Them seasoned wedges.
Hey, they decent, season. Man. They decent.
I only had their breakfast once. It was good. The chicken sandwich, some kind of honey chicken.
The honey butter one.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, it's good as boy. And
this is definitely smoke break, boy.
I'm here to tell you. Let's go back full circle to what you said. Like Big Dan's, they breakfast. Have you had their breakfast?
A long time ago.
Big Hoss.
Yeah. The Big Hoss and all that. Mm-hmm. Hey, bruh. Killer.
I mean, Mr. Dan's is like one of my favorite spots.
Oh, yeah. So Nick's Chili then.
Nick's Chili is my shit.
I like Nick's Chili.
Nick's Chili is the shit, bro. Like, and there's only one of them ever. Like, there's not another one.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. I ain't a big fan of it. It's good.
Nah, I'm a fan of any place that can last that long since you know.
Well, no, I say this. For me, honestly, past 6 months, at least once a month, I have Nick's Chili.
Yeah,
I get a chili cheese dog and a chili. That's my shit. Yeah. I get a little boy.
I don't even get the hamburgers and shit. I just get the
never,
chili.
I never fuck with their burgers. Yeah. Never fuck with their burgers.
I don't even get their burgers and
don't
shit.
Don't even fuck with their burgers. I get the chili.
The wife
chili
get dog. The burgers, but I fuck that. I want the chili.
Mm.
Give me a big long foot long and give me a chili.
That's
on the
Lafayette
side.
Road.
We
got to
stop
right?
by yeah. somewhere when we leave talking about this smoke break because I'm hungry and a bitch now. Stomach growling over here. I'm glad y'all away from me.
My place to go is Rick's Boatyard.
crab cakes.
That's where I
that is way too expensive.
They don't let me in.
Why do you think I don't go that often?
That's where I asked my wife to get married.
We talking about $3 sandwiches. BJ said crab cakes, $25.
Dude, I eat gas station food every day.
Yes,
I know. Just Rick's Boatyard. That's right up the street from my house, and we used to love it. Recently, within the last year or two, they've changed their menu.
I haven't been there in about 2 years.
They've changed their menu and the prices. It's a little bit different. Like, I used to love Rick's Boatyard, but they've changed a little bit.
Don't sleep on the Angus burger from Speedway either. The Angus bacon burger.
I looked at that the other day.
It's good. It's real good.
And I didn't get it.
It's good.
I don't know if I tried that.
That's
yet.
Why I grabbed the
most people. Most people grab the regular cheeseburger. Try the Angus one.
Okay, well, I'll give it a shot.
And then, I mean, I live off gas station food.
I mean, yeah. I've heard good things about Speedway food.
Yeah,
like I've heard they surprisingly. You could survive.
Yeah, it's impressive. Yeah. It is impressive, man.
So like Tuesday morning, we'll be in Detroit, and the hotel I picked, I made sure it was next door to a Speedway.
Boom. Mm.
That way they have the full Speedway, that where you get cold sandwiches, the wraps, everything. The
salads and shit.
So
whoever
has to ride with me, they're like, hey, I want breakfast. Like, we're going to Speedway.
Come on, shit, next door.
And then they're like, we're going to go to Speedway for breakfast? It's like, yes, we are.
You better ask. You better ask somebody for work or play. Be on your way. The convenience stores of Speedway.
Trademark. I don't know. What we got to say? So we're just
gonna get in trouble. Nah. That's theirs. That's theirs. They just let like, you know.
We need to promote them.
They're going out of business anyways.
Damn.
What? Right,
7-Eleven bought them.
Speedway.
Yeah.
I ain't sure.
They bought them 2 years ago.
That's horrible. I ain't seen a 7-Eleven in a long time.
That's why they bought them. Because when I worked for 7-Eleven for 3 years, we 7-Eleven would buy established gas stations, and that way they didn't have to do build outs.
Uh-huh.
So they would just buy them and then switch them because it's less money.
Oh.
So they're already starting a little bit in Indianapolis already. They're starting to bring in a little bit 7-Eleven toys or whatever.
That kind of makes me sad.
So me too, but I worked for 7-Eleven. If they do it the same way they did the other ones, they're better than Speedway.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it made me sad because when you say 7-Eleven, I'm thinking off of Martin Luther King, the store that was in. It's like, hey, they ran that horribly.
Oh, you used to sell these.
Well, that's what. How long ago was that?
A long time ago.
See, that's
and then when they changed to Double 8.
That's when they filed for bankruptcy, and then they switched ownership. Like,
okay,
and then. But like the ones I worked in Texas, they had $5 pizza, the same thing. The roller grill, their coffee's got to be changed at a certain time. They don't when I went in to inspect, they don't play around.
Mm-hmm.
They will fine the people that own those places.
Oh, nice,
nice.
And so like, the food is, you know how when you go back and you see those sandwiches, they look like watery and shit.
Yeah,
yeah, all theirs are made within 24 hours delivered. All their donuts within 24 hours and less than 24 hours and delivered.
You got a lot of knowledge on this.
Well, I used to work there,
dude. They paid me a shit ton of money to work there, and then I got I don't want to get hey, that's,
I
got I
don't
free
know
food.
What you're about to say, but it sounds like you got sad there for a little bit.
you know why we ate for free.
And it went away.
I got free roller grill, free burgers, free sandwiches, free pizza, free soda.
I was sad when I stopped working at Subway for that exact reason. Like, you got free everything, free cookies, free subs all day. And Subway, you know, you could eat that all day and still lose weight.
Yeah, that's like the perks of working at a spot that has food.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And lastly, Casey's. Casey's General Store.
Hey, they breakfast pizza is off the chain, son.
Yep. And their biscuits and gravy is good.
And then Lucci works at Bar Louie. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I haven't been there.
Well, though. They have sliders like White Castles. Mm. So like on the day he works, I'm like, hey, son, I just put $10 in your account. Can you bring me home some sliders? So fucking good.
Are they better than White Castles or similar? Or
They're more classy.
Is it like Crystal?
Less onions?
Or? Like, do they put lettuce on it?
It tastes like it's been cleaned. Tastes like they've been on a grill that's been cleaned in the last 3 days.
White Castle has a very exquisite taste when it comes to their
sliders. I love White Castles.
Mm-hmm.
I could eat 30 of those and not have a problem.
BJ.
That and the smell of it.
So you ever ate Crystals?
Both of those things.
Yes.
So Crystals is it's the same thing, but they make it a little bit. They put different ingredients.
There's also Hinkle's in Madison, Indiana that makes mini steak burgers like that, little sliders.
Mm.
They're actually better than White Castle.
I can believe it.
Because they've only have one restaurant, same owners for like 50 years.
There's a spot in Fort Wayne like that. I can't think of what it's called. Yep. Like it's just like you go in, and if it's this, it's White Castle to the second power. Because if you go in there, everyone knows you've been there.
Yeah,
like the smell, it just clings to you.
It's like a strip club. Man,
to finish off this smoke break, I just want to give a shout out to all the bowling alley people that cook the food. Because every time I've went to a bowling alley and got anything to eat, it's always been good.
I can't say that.
I can't either.
I can't say that.
I'm going to have to agree.
You have been fortunate, sir.
I don't like the pizza on Washington Street.
I don't eat pizza from places that I don't know. I get the burgers.
That means nowhere. You don't eat pizza from nowhere.
No, but nowhere. I've been there. I see their pizza. I'm like, nope, I don't want their pizza. Like, if I don't think it look right or I don't think it smell right, I won't eat it. Like, I'm very picky.
Do you walk around and look at other people's food first? Like,
do you walk back in the kitchen?
No, I don't like it.
Here's how I figure it out. I go in line, and I be seeing everybody in line. I see people get their food, or I see them deliver something. I look at it, I be like,
Let me see your plate.
you gonna finish that?
Well, I just feel like you started it with a shout out to the bowling alley cooks,
because
but then you followed it up with everything y'all cook ain't good.
No. I'm simply saying.
And then I don't get pizza from nowhere.
I don't know you, bro.
But I'm the cook. I'm the bowling alley cook. You know me.
No.
I'm just simply saying, bro.
Get that coat out of my face.
What's he say on that?
Are them chicken tenders?
I don't want that shit. He says that damn carrot. Get that damn carrot out my face.
Where were you last night?
But I'm just saying, I look at food before I try it and stuff. I don't play with food. Like, if it don't look good, it don't smell good, I don't eat it. So that's good. That's a good smoke break. But now I want to get petty, because y'all led me into it with the food section, so I gotta get petty.
We led him into it.
Y'all led me into it, man.
I think we followed you into that one.
We definitely did. Detective Petty. Detective Petty. Go, Petty, go. All right.
See, we was talking about food, and we was talking about jobs, so it made me think of something. So I had to tell y'all about my Cub Foods job. You know,
Cubs Foods, huh?
Y'all remember Cubs Foods?
Throwback, yeah. Throwback.
Okay,
that's throwback for real. All right.
So, you know, it was crazy because I worked there and they had me stocking and shelves and stuff, and I was like, okay, they had me doing the trash and shit, and I was like, all right. If that's what I need to do to make a dollar, you know what I'm saying? I'm a good, fresh 16, 17 years old. And I'm working in there.
Anything for a dollar, huh?
Nah, see, you keep trying to pull that bullshit. That bullshit ain't going to happen. Yeah, I had to do what I had to do to get it. You know what I mean? I cut grass and shovel snows. And
all right, Cubs, you know, food, my bad.
Cubs food. This is what I was talking about. So they're going to say, oh, well, I want you to take all this food and I want you to get rid of it. What did you say? I want you to take all this food, and I want you to get rid of it. Okay, what do you want me to get rid of it at? Oh, just throw it in the trash. Throw it in the dumpster. Excuse me? Excuse me? You better call Matt Damon. See, I was petty way back then. You know what I did? Here, I'm going to tell you exactly what I did.
You took the food.
Threw it away.
No. Yeah. Okay, so I did both. Here's what I did. I would go out to the outside and check all the trash cans and stuff, and I changed the trash bags, but I would take I'd take a cart out there with me. So once I got to over there, I would just change all of them, and then when I got over to the side, to the one where my mom and dad would pick me up at, I'd take all the food that I have that I was pushing around, making it look like trash, change that one, put it all in there, they would pick me up, then I would get in the car, throw all the food in the car, and would drive off.
That's the old school hustle. They used to do that for everything, Target, everything. We want to steal this PlayStation, put it in the trash bag, out by the dumpster. When you leave, go pick up the trash bag, put it in the car, you out. That was the old school hustle.
I just had a situation like that, what, about a year and a half ago, too, where I turned on a guy new from the hood. And this is where I was a fucking district manager for the fucking phone company. And one of my guys hit me up, was like, man, you know, homeboy need a job. I was like, man, I'll look out for him. Gave this nigga a job within a week. And he was even one of those fast talkers. So I should have known something right there. I should have known something was wrong. Nigga, I seen the video. I was like, this nigga done took two phones and
Linwood.
Yeah, look. I seen the video. Was mad at the bitch. He put a trash bag and then put the trash. Exactly what you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened about a good solid year and a half ago. Shit was funny.
So people are still trying that?
People still doing that. Yeah, man. So
like back in the day, camera footage and camera placement wasn't nowhere near as prevalent as it is dude. Now.
I mean, you know that's the only reason why I got away with
bold
it.
Bold disregard.
Dude.
Yes.
Like, nigga, there's cameras everywhere.
Yes. They don't give a fuck. What are you really gonna do? You know, honestly.
I mean, you can prosecute them.
Yeah, but they're not gonna do it to the fullest extent.
Yeah, IPD don't care.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not gonna.
You got your phone stolen. Shouldn't have hired the nigga.
I'm writing this down on paper.
That's what it said on the police report when he handed it to me. Yeah,
good luck.
That's still not as bad as our boy.
Ah, you talking about doing the whole fake robbery thing? That shit was entertaining as fuck.
Hired a guy, second chanced him.
This I was being petty at this shit because I knew this shit was all fucking staged.
He called me, said he got robbed.
Oh man!
And to this day, he doesn't know that me and Mondo got the text messages from the other cousin who showed us with this dumb motherfucker's picture holding his iPhones in the back of the store.
His family snitched on him.
No, it was the cousin of the guy who went down for it. And me and Mondo was sitting
there.
The wrong nigga went down for it?
No, it's a classic video, man. But it was the dude who did the robbery is his cousin. So the dude who set up the whole thing was a worker. You go. So okay, yeah, okay. Paint the picture for you. So it was, that shit was... entertaining,
but he had to pay back restitution on all that.
Oh, for real?
He did get he gets pleaded out and he still sends me Facebook requests. I hired you and you stole from me.
That was the worst part about it too. And then the video dude is like,
sometimes the struggle just real, man. They just can't. I mean, they gotta, thanks for looking out for me, but I need to make this quick buck.
Dig this. I'm going to show y'all the video after the show.
Man, I wish.
Oh, you got it?
I still got it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was the type of guy who couldn't go to jail because he would have got punked in jail.
Yeah.
I was hoping that was going to happen. I was hoping he was going to do it.
Look, I hadn't said a word. I was letting y'all have this conversation.
Y'all went to the prison.
Hey, man. Hey. I want you to understand right now, publicly.
Give me that donkey butt and them big old I want to rock right now.
Hey, fuck y'all. That's what I want to tell you. You got that in your pocket now. All right, last petty little moment that I had real quick. Me and the wife was at the store, right? And you know me, when I get around people, we've had discussions about when I get around people, I get to talking and shit. So I'm in the store, I'm talking to people. This was today. And we're in the store, I'm talking, and she's like, why do you keep talking to people? I'm like, well, shit, I've been locked up in the house for about a year and a half. I don't get to see many people. I ain't been on stage. I've been doing it online, but it ain't the same. The interaction ain't the same. So Trell, leave people alone. I'm like, all right, I'm going to leave people alone. I'm going to leave people alone. Just wait till we leave the store.
She's just saying.
I'm going to leave people alone. Here's what I did. I got real quiet. Real fast. As soon as we left the store, we in the kitchen. So we putting up food. It's like, oh, so now you ain't got nothing to say? You ain't got nothing to say? You was talking to everybody else? No, I ain't got nothing to say. I'm like, I shut it off, nigga. I shut it down. I was so petty today. I was like, okay.
But that don't even sound petty. That sounds like an asshole.
She
asked you to stop talking to people, and you continued to talk to people till you left the store.
And didn't talk to her.
Okay, all right. Well,
wow.
You didn't stop talking to people.
Yeah, I did. She's a people.
Oh, my goodness.
But I have one
question. It was just petty.
I have a question.
Wasn't mad at her or nothing. I just did it because she said something. I was like, all right, cool.
So you said you hadn't been able to perform, except you've been performing online. What are you performing online?
Comedy Sports just moved over to Red Curb Comedy over in Avon. So we've been performing on there, but we've been performing now live, and I just have to reset everything, get everything ready, because I've been working, so I hadn't done it yet.
I just wanted to see what you were doing on the side hustle.
So right. Checking in. Right. On. Yeah. Getting that extra cheese.
Foot fetish videos. Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's the end of Petty McGee. Thank you, BJ.
That's what I'm here for.
All righty.
Oh.
Oh, if you want to see some petty stuff, check out me and Mondo on Smutcast.
Oh, right out.
Yeah, they definitely got some petty shit on that one.
Yeah. We were so petty on that one. This is how petty we were. Q brought his gun today and threatened us. He literally threatened us as soon as he walked up. Because we were that petty.
They hurt my feelings, son.
He said, if you talk about my feet today, motherfucker.
He said, I only brought my gun if y'all talk about my feet.
And the first thing out of my mouth was, why do you got shoes on three sizes too big for your feet?
Q asked us, did we watch Harlem Nights? And I was like, huh? Why? Pow! Ow! Oh!
My pinky toe! Motherfucker! My pinky toe!
There it is. Y'all shoot it.
Oh, shit.
All right. We're going to go here next. We're going to go to the Pat Corner. Because we hit birthdays, but the Pat Corner was kind of something we wanted to discuss because it was Ray Mack's birthday. We all kind of said we had some stories about him. So, M-Dodo, you up first.
Oh, shit. Me and Mac, you know what I'm saying? Shit's Macadocious. Mac. But we had a spot off of, I want to say 10th Street over there by the VA hospital where those two towers are. I think at the time they were called River Point, but this is okay. You know, this is back in the day, and of course you had cell phones, but you still had house phones type shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had the house phone and shit, and had the message. You know, the message on the fucking voicemail was like, "Hey, you have reached, you know, the voicemail of Mac and Mondo." So, I would be, you know, what I'm saying, out with my family and shit, and. One of my cousins always, for some reason, I didn't know why he was doing this shit. It made me laugh. But he was like, yeah, Mac and Mondo every time he seen me. And I was like, why is he saying Mac and Mondo? I'm not understanding what's going on. So I was like, yeah, cuz, what are you talking about? He was like, on your voicemail, man, you talking about, hey, you Mac and Mondo. I was like, no. No, that's Mac and Mondo, not Mac King Mondo. Like, I'm that confident that I'm just going to motherfucking be on my voicemail. You reach Mac and Mondo in this bitch, leave a voicemail. You know what I'm saying? So when we had that spot, that was one of the funniest stories, because I think me and Mac was together when my cousin Ralph had said why, you know, he was always saying my name like that. So,
I don't think you're above it, Mondo. You used to call yourself Slick Daddy.
Slick D back
that
in the
ain't,
day.
That ain't too far from Mac and Mondo.
Well, you know, I'm old now.
You mad because your slick. Ass is old.
No, I'm still a slick motherfucker, though. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? I just don't put the label with it, though, Mo. Just
I feel you.
Behind the scenes.
Let the action speak louder than the words.
Yes. Yeah. Call me Senator Palpatine and this bitch. Motherfucker, I'm motherfucking Star Wars motherfucker. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, but that's it. That's my Mac story.
My Mac story is, I'll go ahead and go with the name thing since you went with it. Might have told this story, might have not. I don't think I did, but we're going to go ahead and tell it. Anyways, we was headed down to Florida, and we went to Florida. We had a great time, and we got into the hotel, and then we was hanging out, and then some girls invited us to the room. This is like 2003, and we go in the room, and we asked the girls where they were from, and every room, like everybody we hung out with, and that's kind of how like we identified with people. It was like, hey, Milwaukee's, hey, North Carolina's. You see what I'm saying? We only call them by where they said they were from.
Mm-hmm.
So we would do that, and we went to this one room, and we didn't know where they were from, and they were from here. They from the Napa state, you know what I mean? But they was from this place called Winnemac. And she was like, oh, we from Winnemac. He looked up at her and said, is that what you're trying to do? Oh, man, you should have seen all of the pack just bust out laughing and fall on the floor. And she was like, what? What did I say? What did I say? He came back with her so quick with that. Is that what you trying to do? I was like, oh, shit, man.
Was it?
I yes, it was.
Smooth line, and it accomplished the goal.
Smooth operator.
Smooth operator.
Coast to coast, LA to Chicago.
Sorry. hey, that might be an actual Mac song. Hey, he used to move a little bit.
I can tell you, boy, you couldn't pull no shit on Mac, boy. He been bit back, and you been in not even know he bit you yet.
I remember Mac. this is crazy. We was young. I guess maybe high school, junior high, but. I remember when Mac first became aware of a $2 bill. Do you guys remember?
Oh, I remember because he paid a dollar for a $2 bill.
Nope. That actually would have been a cool story. He actually paid like $5 for a $2 bill.
Oh, really?
Yes. He came in excited and was like, hey, guys, I got this $2 bill. We was like, all right, cool. He was like, it only cost me $5.
It's like, what?
What, Matt? Huh? Whoa.
What?
Hold on, sir. You realize you can go get those from the bank for $2, right?
Come on, people, man.
He was so excited when he came in with that. I think I laughed at him for a whole year about that.
Yeah, that was a good time.
I think I heard the story. I know I wasn't present for it. So, but yeah, I did hear that story. So
We used to punk people. We was in show choir. In our little show choir, when we used to go out and do like to Washington D.C., Tennessee, and sing, like we would. I mean, it was a bunch of black kids from the hood. We'd be walking around talking about Debo, nigga, Debo. Like, I mean, we were in choir, so everybody, most of the other people were punks anyway. So
I remember when Fat Kid started the first driving, his mom had this old school yellow car. And so it'd be me, Mac, and Fat Kid rolling this old school yellow car. I remember Fat Kid, we ate the Kroger's at Speedway. Fat Kid, for some reason, lived on the west side all his life and never knew how to get anywhere when he started driving.
Oh, no.
It was the weirdest shit to me ever. I'm like, Fat Kid, make a left here. He'd be like, oh. And I'm like, how did you not know? We go to the same spots. But he hit a car, and then he tried to move. And so me and Mac are like, hey, man, you know, moving ain't going to help. This motherfucker tried to move, and a lady came out, I see that. me and Mac and Fat Kid hitting old people's cars.
Hey, man, look, let me give y'all one more for me, man. Like, when we was in high school, I'll never forget this. You know, y'all know the Burger King. And, you know, Rosalind Bakery was across the street. We had a Preston Safeway, and we had the Village Pantry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I go over to the Burger King, and I get me some fries, which I don't even really like fries, but at the time, I didn't have no money. That's all I could afford, because I didn't really have a dollar menu like that. Okay? I get back to the school. We in the music wing, and Ray Mac dunks on me. Y'all remember we used to dunk on each other?
Nope.
In the hallways.
Hallway dunks.
I ain't never seen Ray Mac dunk on the court.
I was like, damn, Mac was dunking?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
In the hallway, like right there. Right, that doorway, you can get dunked on right then. I'm eating my fries. I'm eating my fries. And they hot and they warm. They a little salty. And I'm eating them. Ray Mac just comes up and like, foul! I dropped my whole thing of fries,
no.
Bro. Yes! It's like those Bounty commercials.
Fries is smacking you in your face.
Like, my parents don't have food. This is all I'm going to have today.
No.
And it's on the floor. I was so motherfucking mad at Mac. He was like, hey, man, look, I'll buy you some more fries.
Yeah, your spirit
hurt
at that moment.
But Mac was the one. I don't know, Mondo, you might remember this, you might not. He was the one that would turn around and be like, hey, let's go get something to eat. We'd be like, okay. And Mac ain't got no damn money.
Y'all was like that for a second, fucking around with me.
Oh, no. It's because we picked you up.
Nah, y'all some assholes.
It wasn't because we had money.
It was we. It was you.
There was, I'm trying to think, because there was, I feel like it was Fat Kid, but there's been multiple times where it'd be like, hey, let's go do something. And then we get there and it's like, nigga, you ain't even got no money.
I'm telling you, Mac and Fat Kid, they are
the participants in that.
I mean, but in all fairness, we always had money for them. So
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
But we were working. You know, that's we talking about young days.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, well, that's what we was talking about. In
we
the
knew. You know, it's like, yeah, we knew. Then, you know, shit, they wouldn't really like working like we were.
Let's go to the club. Hell yeah. Hey, anybody got the cover fee?
Like, wait a minute. Didn't you ask me to go to the club? Mm.
Was that like the ultimate reverse psychology when you got mad when a motherfucker asked if you got them? You know what I'm saying? And think about that. Y'all, man, you know, shit. Man, motherfucker, what you mean? You get them? I got you, man. Come on. Yeah. Yes, my plan worked.
That definitely happened a lot.
I'm damn. Lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It happened. I'm not saying it was good or bad. I'm just saying it happened. So, you know, we in the pack corner. You know what I'm saying? We just having a little reminiscence of our guy. One love to him, you know what I'm saying? We love you, Mac. We always will. We always going to be here.
Macadocious.
Yes, sir.
Macaroni.
That's my guy.
Winner Mac. Mac Daddy. I mean, there's so many words for you, but we love you.
Motherfucking team sexual chocolate. Mac-tastic. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I mean, he's in the game. So, we just want to throw a little shout out to you because we're going to keep you going. We ain't going to let you go. So, we out the pack corner up to this point. We at that.
Get that nigga Hal. Ow, 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 ow. It's for you, Mac.
That's Pack. That's straight up original Pack right there. So we're gonna end this off. We had a little hour, you know. So anybody wanna throw any shout outs or anything before we head out?
Another week in the books. As always, guys, thank you for tuning in, listening. We appreciate all the time. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook. What's the one I do?
TikTok.
Yep.
He don't even know what he be doing.
Hey, I was going to say Twitter.
Twitter. But yeah, check us out. We appreciate your time every week, guys. One love.
Yeah. Be careful. Be safe. All that wonderful stuff. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Yeah, this is what it's about. So yeah, that's all I got.
Oh, and Darren, please don't put your hands on your wife again.
Oh, yeah.
Leave Natalie alone. No more. She ran into the cabinets or tripped on the sidewalk.
He can do it softly. I got a two-piece, so I think, you know, maybe he can,
Right, you know, you're always supposed to, when you hit a woman, you got to go to the body.
Oh, that's right. Well, like I said, if his hands, look, if his hands are light.
Engaged in this public service announcement that's going on currently as we speak.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, well, I just want to throw it out to everybody. Yeah, please look us up. Please listen to us. You know what I'm saying? If you're listening to us, we appreciate you. If you want us to talk about anything, get a hold of any one of the three of us on any of our platforms. We want to thank BJ for looking out for us and doing what he do for us. And we love
Fly him. Over Media, Smugcast, baby.
What, son? And we out.
Ow, ow, ow.
BJ.
Yeah, it's him, son. You don't know, son. He's the one, he's the one, he's the one, son. Sitting in the chair, you see him, son. He ain't moving none. You get me from the run? I'm here to tell you, it's him all day. He ain't playing today. Yeah, he's gonna go ahead and do his thing, and I'ma go ahead and keep my go ahead and swing. I'ma go ahead and keep the shit going. Money queuing, money dough, we hoeing. Not like they that, motherfucker. Look, Robin. We the they niggas that keep BJ them crumbs.
Q brought a gun. Q brought a gun.
We gonna shoot you if you talk about your feet. You better not talk about. You better not talk about them bunions. Cause he brought his gun just in case he talk about his feet. Cause he gonna take some of your meats.
Oh, Lord.
We're gonna have to ban you.